Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Tran has the basketball with Nick Hine. Gives it off to Edgren. Robert into the front court to Younger. Now they've got a three-on-one underneath. They give it to the big fella, Hunhoff, who lays it up and in. Three straight for Hunhoff, and it's a six-point lead. That equals the largest of the game for Bertrand. Three possessions since the timeout, and three scores.
Tonight, it's the finals of the boys' D2-8 sub-district at Kearney Catholic as the Loomis Wolves battle the Bertrand Vikings. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Driving in is Houston. He'll kick it back out top for Sundquist. Swings it over to the right side. Holding the ball up top is McNall. He'll try the weak side here to Houston. Here's a three by Sundquist. Good from the left-hand corner.
Bertrand avenged a December loss to Pleasanton on Tuesday night in the opening round. Tonight, they hope to avenge another December loss as they battle their neighbors from Loomis. It's the Wolves and the Vikings coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from new Tech Seat.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. The postseason continues with the boys' D2-8 sub-district final and a couple of teams that had to get on the bus and leave Phelps County and make it up to Kearney Catholic High School, only 7 miles apart. The Loomis Wolves and the Bertrand Vikings. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks here with you on the new Tech Seat pregame show. It is no guarantee that these teams can make it to the state tournament, but tonight they need to get this win to face either top-ranked Giltner or Heartland Lutheran. We've got plenty of basketball on our networks tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. Amherst is playing Kennesaw down at Minden, while Kearney Catholic and Minden are playing at Hastings College on the Breeze 94.5 FM. You can also pick up any of those three games on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Loomis defeated Bertrand back on December 10th, 66-45 on their home gym. But Bertrand's a different ball club here since December turned into 2012, and they proved that by beating a Pleasanton team twice in the last 10 days that had beaten them by 18 back in December. So can they get it done tonight against the Loomis Wolves team that really has an Achilles heel if it's close? Their free throw shooting has not been good all year, and it wasn't that great in the win against Axtell. In fact, neither team probably had their most stellar game of the year on Tuesday night. Let's see if the level steps up tonight with a trip to the district final on the line. It's Loomis and Bertrand coming up next on Classic Hits. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups after this on the new Tech Seat pregame show.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. For the visiting Bertrand Vikings, number three is a 5'10 junior, Nick Hine. Number 13, 5'11 senior, Michael Edgren. Number 25, 5'9 senior, Chance Younger. Number 31, a 5'8 sophomore, Robert Edgren. And number 43 is Calvin Hunhoff, 6'3" senior, had the big second half and big fourth quarter to lead them to the win over Pleasanton on Tuesday. Head coach of the Vikings is Craig Newcomb, assisted by Jordan Hine. Bertrand is 12-10 on the season. They're trying to make the state tournament for the first time since 1996. For Loomis, number 12 is a 6-foot senior, Clay McNall. Number 22, a 5'11 senior, Kalen Anderson. Number 30, 6-foot junior, Shane Sundquist. Number 32, 6'2 junior, Josh Earsom. And number 42, 6'1" senior, Matt Houston. The head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis is 16-5 on the season. They are ranked ninth, and as we said, Bertrand is 12-10. The winner will play in the district final against either Heartland Lutheran or Giltner on Tuesday night. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers, with growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. We'll take a timeout and be back with the start of tonight's basketball game and a couple of updates for you right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Welcome back here to Cope Gymnasium as they get ready to announce the starting lineups here. The Nebraska women, they are struggling. They are down 43-24 at Michigan State, just underway in the second half. So the Nebraska women have another big deficit to try and come back from tonight. That game is currently airing on 1230 AM KHAS. Again, if you're looking for Minden and Kearney Catholic, that's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll give you updates on that game here on Classic Hits, while Amherst and Kennesaw getting ready to do battle on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Loomis and Bertrand for the boys' D28 Subdistrict Championship when we come back on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
The most recommended by far. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Your officials for tonight's ball game, Kevin Mayfield, Jess Rother, and Seth Adam. The traveling blue with white trim for Bertrand, the home white and green trim for Loomis. It's the second meeting of the year and a renewal of a great rivalry. We're ready to go, and the ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by the Loomis Wolves, who move from right to left. Bertrand from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Man-to-man defense here by Bertrand to start the basketball game. Loomis will have it out on the right wing with Clay McNall. McNall looks for the back cutter. The ball is deflected and taken away by Nick High. So a steal on the first possession of the game here. High tries to get it to Younger, and McNall steals it from behind. Clay brings it to the low block. Can't get a shot. Finds his trailer, Kalen Anderson, and he cannot catch the ball cleanly. So a travel. So not a clean start here, but pretty good hustle on the defensive side. Both teams as we get this ball game underway. Bertrand's going to see a little pressure here from the Loomis Wolves in the backcourt, and across the timeline, Robert Edgren. He'll get it to Nick High. The leading scorer is Chance Younger, but Calvin Hunhoff is right there. They both average about 12 a game. For Loomis, they are led by Clay McNall. He gets you about 15 a game. Kalen Anderson and Houston about 10 a game. Driving the baseline, Younger runs into a defender and gives it to Hunhoff in the middle. Hunhoff has his shot blocked from behind by Houston, and then the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Loomis. So a defensive first minute to our basketball game here, and we remain scoreless. Loomis will walk it up with Shane Sundquist. They had to hit some threes against Axtell's 2-3 zone on Tuesday night. This might be a little bit more to their liking going against the man-to-man. McNowell on the right elbow gives it back up top. Houston swings it over to Josh Earsom, up to Sundquist, who's guarded by Michael Edgren. Swings it over to Kalen Anderson into the corner to Houston. Guarded by Hunhoff. Takes a couple of dribbles towards the baseline. Gives it up to Sundquist. He'll come down to the baseline. Short arms it. It's no good. Then the ball is deflected out of bounds off of Bertrand. So Loomis will get another opportunity here. So we have 6:42 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. And we've had one shot graze the rim. That's it. Inbounds pass all the way up top to McNall. Comes to the free throw line. Backdoor gets it underneath to Houston, and he's going to be fouled. Hunhoff and Younger closing the gap there, but they got there too late, and two free throws are coming up. The foul will be called on Calvin Hunhoff, his first. And one thing that Bertrand probably can't afford is to have Hunhoff, the big man in the lineup for their ball club, get in foul trouble. And the first free throw, no surprise, it's no good. This Loomis ball club cannot shoot free throws. They are a very, very, I don't know what the kind word is to say, but they're not good, Steve Johnson tells us. The second one does go in. We've got our first point of the basketball game. Fast break to the other end. Younger puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Kalen Anderson. And as he tries to bring the ball up the floor, it's deflected away from behind. Out of bounds to Loomis. 90 seconds in. We've had plenty of stoppages of play already. Three turnovers. Foul. A couple of passes deflected out of bounds. Sundquist brings it into the front court, right side, fires it baseline to Anderson. Guarded there by Robert Edgren, kicks it back out top, driving in McNall, double clutches off the window and in. Clay McNall gets Loomis up 3-0 here, and they put that pressure on. Can Bertrand handle it? To Hunhoff, and they're still in the backcourt, to High, crossover dribble, gets by one, gets by two, then decides not to take the shot. And we've got a travel called on Bertrand. One thing we've noticed the other night, too, that shot was there for Bertrand. They had an open 12 to 14 footer, whatever you want to call it. Got to take that shot. Instead, they turned the ball over. Second turnover for the Vikings. 3-0 in favor of Loomis. Both teams in a fairly low scoring first half in their games on Tuesday. Bertrand knocked off Pleasanton, and Loomis took care of Axtell. Houston tries to drive, nothing doing. Kicks it back out top to Anderson. Left elbow. Wants to jump pass it. There's nobody to throw it to, and the ball ends up going out of bounds. Third turnover here for the Loomis Wolves. Good crowd on hand. Everybody making the trip up. And Bertrand trying to find a way onto the scoreboard here, trailing 3-0. Again, Kearney Catholic Minden on 94.5 FM, Amherst and Kennesaw on ESPN AM 1460. Pull-up jumper, Nick High, takes the long-range jumper. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Younger, but he was standing out of bounds. And the ball belongs to Loomis. So nothing going on here for Bertrand so far. 2.5 into the ball game. It's 3-0. Both teams trying to get that feel here, shake some nerves off so they can continue their season. Crossover dribble. Loomis actually still has a chance at a wild card as that ball is deflected, picked up by Earsom right underneath the hoop, and he'll score. So Bertrand actually had good defense, but the ball got deflected right underneath the hoop to Earsom, and it's 5-0 Loomis. Fast break up the floor, Younger. Younger takes it right at him, lays it up in, and draws the blocking foul. Chance for a three-point play here for Chance Younger as he took it right at Earsom, who hustled back. First foul of the game on Loomis. And checking into the ball game for the Wolves will be the tallest player on either roster, 6'5" junior in Matt Gray. First free throw of the ball game for the Wolves. Younger takes his time at the line, fires it up, and it's in. That makes it 5-3 in favor of the Wolves. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. D28 boys sub-district final here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the right side with it, Houston tries to lob it into Gray. Gray, they're going to call him for a charge. Gray turned around. There was a little contact, more of a flop by Bertrand that time, but they do get the foul called on Gray. That'll be his first and his team's second. Steve Johnson up off the bench on the other side. Doesn't like the explanation he's getting, but not much he can do, and it's early in the game. Ball stolen away on the backcourt, leaning in, and another charge going to be called on Loomis. Sundquist knew that he was going to get the shot, and he tried to draw the three-point play, and they called the foul on Shane Sundquist. So now Loomis knows they can't be leaning in. They have set the precedence right here. And they have made the wrong call here on who the foul should be on. They put it on number 14, Kyle Rademacher, but that's not the case. It should have been on Shane Sundquist. I think in the end, they'd probably rather have it on Rademacher. Sundquist is going to see probably more playing time. So he gets the foul. It'll be his first and the team's third. Rademacher came into the ball game. You got Gray out there as well for Loomis. Bertrand still with their starting five on the floor. 4:40 to go first quarter. 5-3, Loomis with a two-point lead. Right-hand corner, Younger drives the baseline. Bounce pass into the corner. Three-pointer on the way by High. It's off the iron, no good. High in the air to get the rebound. It'll be Matt Gray. Gray gives it to Sundquist. Loomis wants to run. Brings it to the left elbow. Stops. There's no trailer. So he just fires it to Gray, who goes up top to Houston. Oh, they had the pick and roll, but didn't get it to Matt Gray. Houston drives, and this time a blocking foul. So, unlike Tuesday night, Loomis is not afraid to take it into the paint. And a blocking foul called here on Robert Edgren. His first, the team's second. And at the line, Matt Houston. Quarter. So he'll get two free throws here. And the first one is on the way, and it's right through there. Checking into the ball game, Kalen Anderson will re-enter here for Loomis. We were talking about the wild card points. Loomis right now is setting sixth in the wild card points with a possibility, if they do get beat somewhere along the way, to still get to state, but then you need some help. Second free throw's up and in. They surely don't want to lose tonight, but if they would happen to play a Giltner team that's undefeated, that wouldn't hurt them as far as getting beat in the wild card points. 7-3 here, Loomis 5-4. We're midway through the first quarter. And Bertrand just hasn't shown the quickness the last two nights against either of their opponents. And they have to be more of a half-court ball club as the ball's kicked. And we'll get back to more basketball now as Bertrand throws it in. They don't do a whole lot off their inbounds play either. A lot of them just take it out top, reset the offense. Gets a little bit of a trapping zone here and a travel called on Bertrand. Fourth turnover on the Vikings, three on Loomis. Crowd is displeased, but they're not displeased with the ref. They're displeased that their kids on both teams haven't got it going yet. And it takes some time as Kelly Thorell will check back into the basketball game. Spot player, but for Coach Steve Johnson, he'll use about nine kids if he can. Nice pass through the paint. They get it to Gray, but he missed the short jumper underneath. Offensive rebound. Thorell back up and in. Kelly Thorell makes it 9-3, full court pressure. Edgren trapped in the backcourt, throws around to Younger. Chance down the middle of the floor. Now they've got a two-on-two. He'll peel it out to the left-hand corner and give it up to High. I'll reset that offense here. Edgren back over to High on the left wing, takes it to the baseline, dribbles in, dishes it off to Younger. Short jumper, hits on the rim, no good. There's Hunhoff. Offense, you put back, he hit the rim on the way up. It's no good. And Matt Gray will clear it away here for Loomis. Into the front court to Kalen Anderson. Anderson pulls up, then kicks it out back on the wing to Clay McNall. McNall drives to the right elbow and kicks it back out. Rademacher, a lot of drive and kick out right now. Anderson lost the ball on the way up. It's taken away by Younger. Younger ahead of the pack. Chance goes in. Layup good. Younger has all 5 points here for Bertrand. And it's 9-5 here in the first quarter with 2:40 to go in the opening stands of our D28 sub-district final game. Driving the right side, and a jump ball going to be called as McNall got tied up there by Edgren, and the arrow points the way of Bertrand, so Loomis gives it up again. As we've said, it has not happened lately for the Bertrand Vikings, a program that was used to going to state and playing very well in the mid-90s, hasn't been able to return there and get much done lately. As we get down to Chance Younger, driving the baseline, no good. Gray might have got a hand on it. He does get the rebound. Third for Matt Gray. For Bertrand, they have not been to state since 96. They were there in 91, 92, 95, and 96, and before that, 73. And now we've got another charge called on Loomis. Taking it to the rack is McNall, and Younger held his ground the whole way. And that is definitely a charge on Clay McNall. his first. That's four fouls on Loomis. Three of them have been charges. Into the ball game for Bertrand, Ryan Dahlgren and Tanner Nelson. Nelson playing some pretty good defense on Tuesday night. Sundquist returns here for Loomis. 2:03 to go first quarter. It's 9-5. Loomis with the lead. And they put on that zone trap, kind of a 2-2-1 look to it. And Edgren gets it to Hunhoff. Hunhoff comes across the timeline, kicks it out on the wing to Ryan Dahlgren. Swing it over to Nick High. High comes into the paint to Hunhoff. Can't get the shot. Back out to Edgren. Pull up from Robert. 12-footer no good. Dahlgren gets in there for an offensive rebound. Can't get a shot away because he's trapped on the baseline, so he'll clear it out. Good play there by Dahlgren as they dribble from the left wing to the right with Edgren. Robert looking inside. They're really pretty much double-teaming Hunhoff, taking him out of the game. Here's a three-pointer high. It's on the way. It is no good. Ball tipped around. Hunhoff had it for a moment, but it ends up in Kyle Rademacher's hands. And Loomis back on the offense. Outlet pass, Anderson, a three in transition. No good. Right to Matt Gray. The layup is good. So when is an air ball good? Well, when your teammate can put it right back up and in. 11-5, Loomis. As we approach 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, High has some room, gets into the paint, and just peels it out. Dribbles to the right side against this zone. Tries to the baseline. Dahlgren up and under. It's good. Ryan Dahlgren got around Gray, and there was no backside help this time. And he'll get the layup, 11-7. Loomis by four. They have led the whole way. Anderson kicks it back out to Rademacher. High post, Gray. Give and go back to Rademacher. Layup good. That's what we are looking to do if you're a Loomis Wolf. Exactly how they wanted to execute it. 13-7, Wolves. We're down to 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So starting to see a little offense. Edgren gets around the defender here. Bounce pass to Tanner Nelson. Takes it into Gray. Throws it up. Big collision. No call. Hunhoff with the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. And after his team's been called for three charges, Steve Johnson is livid down there saying, you called our kids for three charges. I just got a man ran over, and you don't blow your whistle? That's exactly what he is telling the official here. And it's the second foul on Matt Gray to compound things. Calvin Hunhoff goes to the line, and he'll shoot two. And the first one is no good. 18 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. After one, Valentine leads O'Neill 23-15. And Kennesaw leads Amherst 11-8 after one. That is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Hunhoff's second free throw too strong. Rebound yanked down by Kalen Anderson. 15 seconds to get a shot away here for Loomis. They slow it down, but they don't need to. There's only 10 seconds left. Sundquist still getting it over to Rademacher with six. Into the corner to Anderson. Four. Drives the baseline. Up and under. Hunhoff blocks the shot, but it goes right into the hands of a Loomis Wolf, and Kelly Thorell puts it up and in. Hunhoff blocked the shot, but it deflects over to Thorell. That's the second time in a quarter that happened for Loomis, and they'll take an 8-point lead into quarter number two. After one, it's Loomis 15, Bertrand 7. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Here in the postseason, it is 15-7. We go to the second quarter, and it'll be Loomis ball. They try to back cut. It deflects off the defender, Nolan High, who starts the second quarter. Picked back up, gets it down to Earsom, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Chance Younger. That's just a third rebound for Bertrand. Up the floor they come. Bounce pass underneath to Nelson and a walk. Give you some first quarter numbers here in just a second. Loomis, 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Bertrand, 4 rebounds, 8 Loomis. Bertrand, 2 free throw shooting, 3 of 4 Loomis, all from Matt Houston. 1 for 3 for Bertrand. Chance Younger has 5 of the 7 points for Bertrand. And 6 different players have scored for Loomis. Kelly Thorell actually leads them with 4. Houston with it on the right wing. Original 5 starters out there for Loomis. Driving in McNall. He gets tied up. They'll call a foul on Bertrand, and 2 free throws coming. Bertrand knows they can't afford to get down big in this basketball game when they're already down 8. The foul will be called on number 15, Tanner Nelson. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Clay McNall. So far, good things from the free throw line here for the Loomis Wolves. Second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Tanner Nelson. At the end of one, it's Ravenna 20 and Shelton 8 over at Aurora. We'll keep you up to date on that game as well. Right now between the circles with it is Nick High. Trailing by 9, the Bertrand Vikings. Baseball pass, good catch by Dahlgren on the weak side. Kicks it back up to Younger. Inside, Hunhoff's on the bench right now getting a breather. Dahlgren comes in, has his shot deflected away by Earsom. The ball is fought for, will get a jump. The arrow points the way of Bertrand, so they'll maintain possession. Bertrand hasn't got those jump shots that we saw him get against Pleasanton on Tuesday night. Nelson cuts. They kick it out on the wing to High. Right back to Dahlgren on the baseline. Elevates. The 7-footer goes in. So Ryan Dahlgren has 4. Chance Younger has 5. Bertrand has 9. 16-9 in favor of Loomis. The Wolves, a perennial state tournament team, haven't been there since 2007. Of course, went through a rough 2008 and have built it back up with this group of kids who basically, most of them, played as freshmen if they didn't start as a freshman. Sundquist gives his dribble up. Younger knocks it off his knee, but Houston had come up to help him out and picks the basketball up. Seems like we're playing with one of those basketballs that is not in the shape of a sphere but in the shape of an egg, and they try to lob it inside, and Loomis has it deflected away. Bertrand gets the steal. Here comes Dahlgren, pushes the ball up the floor, gives it off to Younger. Younger immediately passes it off from the corner. Dahlgren back in the left-hand corner, kicks it inside. There's a 12-footer that's no good for Nolan High, and the rebound comes out to Clay McNall. McNall trying to go coast-to-coast. Nelson tried to take it away, but he was standing out of bounds. Good defense, though, by Bertrand, hustling back as Loomis was going for that transition shot and didn't finish it. Here comes Robert Edgren back into the ball game, and Nick High, will check out. 16-9. Loomis leading Bertrand here with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Long outlet pass comes up top into the hands of Clay McNall. Back over on the right side, Younger dives on the floor to try and get the steal. And now they call a travel on Younger as he's laying on the ground with the basketball. And it will be back over to the Loomis Wolves. Wolves get it back up top here, being very deliberate, thinking about the three. Houston passes on it to McNall. They go for the steal, can't get it. McNall swings it back over to Shane Sundquist. Sundquist drives into the right-hand corner, lobs it into Earsom. Earsom will be fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot 2. Foul here is called on number 33, Nolan High. That will be his first. Update from Hastings, it's Minden 12, Kearney Catholic 9 at the end of 1. 12-9, Minden with the lead. Free throw is no good for Earsom. Ravenna leading Sutton 20-8 after 1. Valentine leading O'Neill 23-15. And Kennesaw leading Amherst 11-8, all after 1. Second free throw is up, and it is no good. Missed them both. And the ball comes down to Tanner Nelson, his second board. He'll wait for Chance Younger. Younger trying to dribble out of this double-team zone trap and then lost the ball as it went behind his back, but it deflects off of Rademacher, who just checked in, at a break there for the Vikings. So Bertrand will inbound it at midcourt. Still trying to find a way to get their offense going. 9 points through the first 11 minutes. 16-9 Loomis. Dahlgren to the baseline. Gets it inside with a nice little bounce pass. The jumper's up and in by Nolan High. It's a basic offense that Bertrand's running. They just haven't got very many of those shots. And then we hustled up the floor and a foul called on Bertrand. Loomis likes to go. And that time the foul called on the Vikings. And And we're starting to see him mount up. This will be called on Chance Younger, his first. Each team now with five fouls. And Loomis will have the ball on their baseline. They'll throw it to the cutter, McNall. He's in the paint. He catches, he shoots, and he scores. 5 points now for Clay McNall. That was a tough, tough catch, but he was able to get the shot, and that's Loomis's first field goal of the second quarter. Now we got to fight for the basketball, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Loomis. And it goes back over to Bertrand. And Bertrand now, Hunhoff's been on the bench long enough. He'll come in. Austin Ackerman will see action for the first time, and Michael Edgren back in. So both teams using subs, just using them in different manners here. Loomis really rotated their starters out in that first quarter. And Bertrand played them a lot longer. Now Bertrand might be a little fresher. Hunhoff high post goes to Younger. Docks it down to Ackerman. He's trapped on the low block. Backside, though, is open. Good ball fake, but then it's swatted out of there. Earsom blocking the shot of Michael Edgren. Race to the other end, and McNall's layup goes around and in. McNall has all 5 points here in the quarter for Loomis, and they are now back up by 9, 20-11. Bertrand pushes the ball up the floor, right side, pass behind Younger. He catches it, and another charge. This time it's on Younger. And we've had five charges, and a timeout's going to be called here by Bertrand, and that's the second foul on Chance Younger. 4:04 to go here in the first half. It's Loomis 20, Bertrand 11 on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney Catholic High School. The Nebraska women not going good tonight at Michigan State. They trail 56-39 with 10 minutes to go in that basketball game. Back here, it is 20-11, Loomis leading Bertrand, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Loomis ball on the low block, getting around the defender, getting around the second defender, Earsom, and he'll lay it up and in. 11-point lead now for the Wolves as the ball's kicked, but Bertrand just seems a step slower, and they're just not a quick. They may have some speed, but they're just not fluid here against this Loomis press, and they have not been able to do anything against it. Maybe took it to the hoop once after they broke it and scored on Younger, but Chance has got to get more involved in this game. He had the first 5 points, and now as he has the ball, he tries to throw it inside, and it's stolen away. Loomis has a chance, even with only 7 points so far in this quarter, to pull away here by halftime. Houston, they don't guard him. He'll shoot the long-range jumper. The two-pointer is no good, but an offensive rebound by Josh Earsom. And another opportunity here for the Wolves, who are outboarding Bertrand. Just about everything going Loomis's way right now. 3:10 to go with the first half. Right-hand corner with it is Clay McNall. Skip pass over to Houston on the left elbow. One dribble into the paint. Pull-up jumper. And a foul is called on Ackerman. Two free throws coming up. And at the line will be Matt Houston. He is 3 of 4 at the line tonight. That is all three of his points. So the first free throw is up, and it is no good. A 51% shooting team from the line for the year is Loomis. Back in is Kalen Anderson. Houston, a 57% shooter. Kalen Anderson and Clay McNall are their best free throw shooters, and they're 62 and 63%. Second free throw, good. And Houston gets 1 of 2. He's got 4 points. The lead is now at a dozen at 23-11. 3 minutes to go here before halftime. Bertrand basketball. Some of the Loomis fans, not knowing the rule on over and back, have yelled a couple of times here. Hunhoff picks up the loose ball, takes the shot. He's yet to score. It's no good. The ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Bertrand, but when Bertrand got in trouble on Tuesday, they got the ball to Hunhoff, and Hunhoff is just an afterthought in this game. He's got to touch the ball a little more. Inbounds pass goes for a three in the corner. Edgren, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Houston, and a whistle underneath. And let's see what the call is. Looks like we might have some blood. Matt Houston might have got popped there. They're going to have to clean that up. The foul is on Robert Edgren, his second, and we will trot to the other end. 4-1-1 with 2:43 to go here in the first half. The first meeting between these teams way back on December 10th, 66-45. Now Bertrand did not have the best of Decembers. Wasn't horrible, but they ended it losing three of their last four to Pleasanton, Litchfield, and Southern Valley with their only win against a Red Cloud team that had just two victories. And now let's see what Loomis is going to do. Are they going to change a uniform here, or what are they going to do with Matt Houston? Well, they're going to sub in Shane Sundquist. But Houston's not injured. I don't understand how they can sub in a kid to shoot free throws when you're not injured. I can understand the blood. I don't think you can do this. Well, they're going to send Houston to the locker room. Now, that might have something to do with it. If he's got a continual bloody nose, then that's okay. But that was not the indication early on. And there's a lot of discussion on what's going on at the scorer's table here as they're trying to clean up blood. There's blood on the floor. It's not a big thing. It's not like it was gushing from Matt Houston's lip or nose. But we do have a delay in the action. So while we do, let's take a break. We'll be back with more high school hoops. It's 23-11, Loomis leading Bertrand here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, they still have a delay here at Cope Gymnasium because of the blood timeout. So they are trying to clean the floor up here a little bit and get the blood wiped up. And that's the one thing. If you were the home team, you'd have all your gear over here. You'd have your towels. You'd have everything to wipe it up. But when you're just hosting, probably had everything put away for the season. And they're just trying to get that cleaned up. What has happened here is that Matt Houston went to the locker room. They had an extra jersey, so he's wearing number 44. And I believe Evan Dow has checked into the basketball game. I'm going to have to double-check here if they had to switch two uniforms. Because Kalen Anderson is out there. Sundquist is going to shoot the free throws here. So Sundquist will shoot the 1-1, and he missed the front end, so the rebound comes down to Michael Edgren of Bertrand. And now the ball is stolen away by Sundquist. He lays it up and in. Younger takes a swipe. They call him for the foul. And Loomis up by 14. Shane Sundquist missed the free throw, but he got the offensive putback, or got the steal, excuse me. And now the foul is on Younger, his third. And the free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound is brought down by Calvin Hunhoff, just his second of the game. 25-11, Loomis leads it by 14. Bertrand hasn't scored in about 3 minutes. 2:20 to go here in the half. They try to force it into Hunhoff on a one-foot pass. It's deflected away, picked up by Edgren. Swing it over to Younger. Younger, skip pass over the left-hand corner to Robert Edgren. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Way too much pushing and shoving. And this is on Bertrand. Calvin Hunhoff is going to get called for his second foul. 10 fouls now on Bertrand. And it'll come back over to Loomis since it was a player control foul. It is not a free throw shooting situation. at the half. Amherst has come back to take a 20-15 lead over Kennesaw, and it is Ravenna 38, Shelton 12 at the half. Here is 25-11 with 2 minutes to go first half. It's all Loomis right now over Bertrand. Dribbling to the right elbow with a basketball is McNall. Fadeaway jumper off the glass and in. Clay McNall with 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. It's 27-11. This is a 9-0 run being put on by Loomis. And Bertrand, not only aren't they scoring, they're not getting many shots. So Dahlgren drives, and now we've seen so many charges that we're starting to see a lot more flopping, and that's what happened there. And the foul's on Kelly Thorell. That'll be his first and the team's sixth. And they will give two free throws here to Ryan Dahlgren. 1:41 to go. Kind of a tough game to officiate right now. Valentine leads O'Neill at the half, 44-34. And the free throw on the way, and no good. Valentine O'Neill winner plays the Kearney Catholic Minden winner, which is currently airing on 94.5 FM. The winner of this game plays the winner of Giltner, Heartland Lutheran. C district finals are Monday, D district finals are Tuesday. Free throw, Dahlgren, number two, is good. So he gets one of two. He's got 5 points, and that's the first point here in nearly 4 minutes for Bertrand. 27-12, Loomis. Minute 35 to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Ball gets away, picked up there by Anderson, swings it right side. McNall is open, he'll drive, hits the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Hunhoff. Calvin gets it to Dahlgren, to Edrin. Edrin down the middle of the paint, stops there on the elbow. And he'll kick it out to Dahlgren. Reset it here with Nick High. Work it right side. Dahlgren tries to lob it into Hunhoff. And we've got a foul underneath on the Loomis Wolves. Everybody looking around wondering where that foul was called on. And it looks like we had a grab on Clay McNall. His second, team seventh. Hunhoff to the line to shoot a 1-1. Calvin averages just under 12 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. And the free throw is up and in. Hunhoff now 1 of 3 at the line, and that is his first point. Matt Houston now checks into the ball game, wearing number 44 after getting blood on his original uniform, and Hunhoff hits them both. So 4 straight points, 3 straight points from the line for Bertrand. 27-14, Loomis. Up by 15 points in this game. Now setting at 13. A minute to go in the half. Dow with it out between the circles to Houston. Give and go back to Matt. Gets right underneath the hoop. Puts it up and in. First field goal for Houston. 6 points in the game for Matt. And it's 29-14. And Hunhoff trying to dribble the ball off the floor. Loses the handle. Needs some help. And finally hands it off to Edgren. Bounce pass to Dahlgren. He'll take the short jumper. No good. Might have been partially blocked there by Houston. And the board comes down to Thorell. To the other end, Loomis with 30 seconds. And a foul on Dahlgren. He was trying to block the shot there of Caleb Anderson. And Anderson, who has not scored in the ball game, will go to the line. First foul on Ryan Dahlgren. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us for that. We'll update all the scores that we have from the area. First half stats of this ball game. Preview what's going on tomorrow with Girls District, as that free throw is no good. And the second free throw coming up, and it is good. So Anderson gets 1 of 2, 30-14. Loomis by 16, 25 seconds to go. Bertrand trying to break the press. Edgren has it tipped away, but it goes from Robert to his brother, Michael, and underneath a foul called on Loomis. More free throws. Foul will be on the Wolves. Caleb Anderson, his first. 2 free throws here for Robert Edgren, looking for his first points of the basketball game. 16 seconds remain. It's up. It's in. 30-15. Second free throw now for the Vikings. On the way, and Edgren hits them both. So at least some free throws are going down here lately to keep Bertrand moving the score a little bit. 15 seconds to go. Bertrand tries to put on pressure, but it's into the front court with Houston. Matt picks the dribble up, goes into the corner to Thorell. Hunhoff comes out to knock the ball away, but it went out of bounds. 8 seconds to go in the half. Loomis ball in front of the Bertrand bench in the front court. Kaylin Anderson will throw it in. And Anderson looking, dumps it in here to Sundquist. 6 seconds, out top to Houston. Houston drives in traffic, and he's going to get bailed out. Foul called, bucket good. Bertrand fans didn't like that one. That ball almost lost out of his hands. It was all the way down around his knee, and he somehow scooped it up and in. And Coach Newcomb didn't like that turn of developments. The foul called on Nick High, his first, with 1.5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Houston's free throw is good. Can Bertrand get any kind of a shot away? Well, Nick High from three-quarter court launches it, and it is no good. And we are at halftime. The biggest lead of the ball game for Loomis. The Wolves, 33, Bertrand, 16. You're listening to the D28 Boys Sub-District Basketball Tournament here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, and Bertrand, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, it is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be back with that after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, it is Loomis 33 and Bertrand 16. We'll give you the numbers here in just a moment, but let's take a look at some of the other scores from around the listening area, some of these on our network of stations, and a few others just in the listening area. So here we go. At the half, it is Minden 24 and Kearney Catholic 21. That can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Elsewhere, at the half, it is Brady 44 and Selomerna 25. Valentine 44, O'Neill 34. Ravenna 38, Shelton 12. That's at the half. And we also had Amherst leading Kennesaw 20-15 at the half. And that was after Kennesaw was up 11-8 after one, so Amherst outscored them 12-4 in the second quarter of play. So all those games are at halftime. Here it's 33-16. Again, the Amherst-Kennesaw game is on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. The Nebraska women's basketball team playing tonight at Michigan State. Things not going so well for the Lady Huskers. They were down 19, I believe it was, at half, and it's been an even second half. Michigan State 67, Nebraska 49, with 3.5 to go in the basketball game. Tomorrow, it is girls' district finals in classes C and D. Well, basically for everybody. If it's not tonight, it's tomorrow. And we will have, of course, all the action for you right here on our network of stations. Here on Classic Hits, we'll be at Hastings High School for the C 2-2 district final between the Centura Lady Centurions and Blue Hill. And that will get underway at 7 o'clock, pregame about 6:50. Also tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 FM, we'll be bringing you high school D2 basketball action from Minden, and that will be Litchfield taking on Giltner. Other games involving teams in the listening area in C1, Sandy Creek plays Lincoln Christian at York. Minden plays Valentine for the third time this year, and that will be in Broken Bow. C2, the Centura Blue Hill game, the only one that involves area squads. North Platte St. Pat's will play Perkins County out at Sutherland. In D1, it'll be Amherst traveling to unbeaten Hitchcock County. The game is in North Platte. That's at the Community College. And in D2, besides the Giltner-Litchfield game, Ansley plays Juanita Palisade out at Hershey. We'll take a break and be back with more in a moment. We also want to remind you here on Classic Hits Saturday night, the Kearney High boys play the first round of the A1 semifinals, and they will be in action taking on Omaha Westside at Omaha Central High School. The game tips at 7, and that'll be here on the FM, Classic Hits, on Saturday night. 33-16, Loomis with your halftime lead over Bertrand. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half stats of our ball game, and we will start with Bertrand. Ryan Dahlgren off the bench, 5 points, 1 rebound. Michael Edgren, 1 rebound. Tanner Nelson, 2 rebounds. Chance Younger, 5 points. They were the first 5 points of the game for Bertrand, but he hasn't done anything offensively since then. He has 1 rebound. Robert Edgren, 2 points. Nolan High, 2 points. Calvin Hunhoff, just 2 points. And those are from the line, 3 rebounds and 1 block. 2 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Vikings, 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 5 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation for Bertrand, 2 on Robert Edgren and Calvin Hunhoff, 3 on their leading scorer for the season, Chance Younger. 7 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, Bertrand has 16 points, 8 rebounds. 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 7 turnovers. We'll look at Loomis's numbers right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's look at the first half numbers now for Loomis. Clay McNall tied for the team high with 9 points and 1 rebound. Kyle Rademacher, 2 points and a rebound. Kalen Anderson, 1 point and 2 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 2 points. Josh Earsom, 4 points, a rebound and 2 blocks. Matt Gray, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Kelly Thorell, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Matt Houston tied with McNall for the team high in scoring with 9 points, 1 rebound and 2 blocks. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second, free throw shooting. 3 of 4 in the first, 4 of 11 in the second. Loomis has only attempted 1 3-pointer and missed it. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter and 1 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Clay McNall and Matt Gray. 15 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second quarter, and at the half, Loomis has 33 points, 12 rebounds, 7 out of 15 from the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, and 6 turnovers. And Loomis up big, 33-16 over Bertrand, here at half of the D2-8 boys sub-district final. We'll be back with more and get the second half underway in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
We're ready to start the second half, and it'll be Loomis basketball up by 17, 33-16. And they'll work it around the perimeter here against this Bertrand matchup. And Edgren reaches in, steals it away from Sundquist, goes in for the layup and missed it. And Edgren, number two, gets the rebound, and Sundquist blocks his shot, and then a foul as he breaks the other way. Man, oh, man, not the way Bertrand was hoping to start this second half. They got the nice steal, but they missed the layup. Then they got the offensive rebound, got it blocked away. Then a foul on Nick High, and that'll be his second personal foul of the game. So right back over to Loomis. McNall on the low post. There's Earsom. Ball fake. Puts it up and in. Josh Earsom with 6 points, and we're seeing Loomis do something that they couldn't do the other night, and that's get the ball down low. Unhoff, for some reason, dribbling the ball. Then it gets knocked away, and Sundquist, his momentum carries him right into Michael Edgren and is called for the foul. Shane had the ball momentarily, but then Mr. Edgren was there. And it'll stay with Bertrand. Ball on the right wing. Fake the three, drive the baseline, get it inside to Hunhoff. It is blocked from behind. Another block, this from Clay McNall, the sixth of the game, and now Sundquist is fouled at the other end. You're just seeing the difference in quickness right now between these two ball clubs. And two free throws coming up for Shane Sundquist. He's 0 of 2 at the line, 2 points. The foul is called on Robert Edgren, his third. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Second free throw now, coming up for Sundquist. And it is on the way, and it bounces around, and it goes in. So Sundquist gets his first free throw of the night. 36-16 Loomis, and then it is stolen away on an inbounds pass. Bertrand gives the basketball up, Sundquist to the high post. And as he comes crashing into the paint, there'll be a foul called on Bertrand. Bertrand needs something positive to happen here because they have lost the pep in their step, and 1 minute into the third quarter, not a good time for that to happen. The third foul on Nick High. Loomis to throw it in, get it to McNall, running to the right wing, to the corner, to the baseline, all the way to the hoop, put it up too strong. Rebound comes down to Calvin Hunhoff, his fourth. High brings it up the right side. Nick looks for a seam, kicks it out. Younger drives, tries to dish it inside, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. So Younger will throw it underneath. Bertrand's got about two or three things they're trying to do, and it seems like Loomis has figured them all out. Finally, a three-pointer. Nick High will put it up. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Hunhoff. He has to kick it out, though. 16-footer Edgren. Finally, Michael Edgren able to get Bertrand on the board here. 36-18, 6.5 to go in the third quarter of play. Again, Minden led Kearney Catholic by 3 at the half. Here's Houston. He's called for a charge. He made the bucket, and after he let it go, he runs over Chance Younger. And for Matt Houston, that'll be his first personal foul. There have been numerous charging fouls. I think it's about 4 or 5 on Loomis, and I know Bertrand has at least one. Bertrand with a basketball. Brings the ball up the floor here. Turns and hands it back off to High. 6:10 to go. They get it to the high post to Hunhoff. Swings it right side to Younger. Guarded by Houston. Can't go anywhere. Tries to bounce past it to Hunhoff, but it's too well guarded. The ball is taken away. Bertrand turnover. 3-on-2. McNall, the runner, is up and in. 11 points for Clay McNall. 38-18. Loomis back up now by 20, and that press in the backcourt. Loomis just takes it away again. Pull up by Houston. Decides to give it off. to Sundquist in the left-hand corner. Shane into the paint. Lehner is off the heel and in. Sundquist with another bucket. He's got five. Bertrand needs a timeout. They are just getting run here in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. Nick High brings it up all the way to the baseline. Comes right underneath the bucket but kicks it out on the wing. Edgren drives in, has it swatted out of there by Earsom. Everything being contested by Loomis. Younger grabs the loose ball and another chance here for the Vikings. Edgren gets into traffic. Now tries to dish it off to Michael, and it's stolen away again. 5:05 to go here, and it's just not working out for the Bertrand Vikings. Skip pass up top to Sundquist. Sundquist holds the ball, gives it over to Clay McNall. Skip pass left side to Anderson. Anderson kicks it back out top. 4:50 to go here in quarter number three. And it's been a 7-2 start to the half for Loomis, and they're up by 22. Right-hand corner, Anderson on the post to Earsom. Earsom backed his way in. Turnaround jumper over Younger, no good. Rebound brought down by Nick High. High outlet pass, but there's nobody running the floor for Bertrand. And Hunhoff does a 360. He hits the rim with the shot. The rebound brought down by Caleb Anderson. Fast break to Houston. His layup, no good. Rebound brought down by Michael Edgren. Edgren needs some help, finds Younger. Younger gets it across the timeline, but then just peels it out to the right side, lets Loomis get their defense set up, and it's tipped away again. Here comes Earsom. It's turned into a track meet, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Nick High, his fourth, third here in 4 minutes of this quarter. And we have got a ton of substitutions coming in because the pace of the game has got everybody winded here. And we go back to Minden, where they're moving along. Amherst 34, Kennesaw 22 at the end of three. That's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now, Loomis in total command, 40-18 over Bertrand with 4 minutes to go. McNall swings it over to Anderson, back out to Matt Gray, who came in. Rademacher's in there. Thorell is in there. We'll give you Bertrand's here in just a minute. But right now, it is Loomis basketball. Skip pass over, three-pointer, Anderson, good. That is the first three of the game for either team, and Kalen Anderson's first bucket of the night, 43-18. Bertrand into the right-hand corner. With it is Michael Edgren. Skip pass to High. He'll try and answer with a three. It is no good. He got beat to the floor. There's no foul. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Gray gets it up the floor to McNall. McNall into the paint, had to adjust, just throws it up, and it goes in. And that's how it's going right now for Loomis. Clay McNall didn't have anybody to pass it to, so he just shot, put it up towards the rim, and it went in. 45-18, Loomis in complete control. Bertrand basketball. Dahlgren, he comes down the paint, kicks it off. Here's Edgren from 10. No good for Michael. Rebound brought down by Kelly Thorell, his third board. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bertrand just 2 points in the half. And Loomis, open three, Anderson puts it up. No good this time. The ball goes out of bounds to the Vikings, and coming back in will be Tanner Nelson. But Bertrand just looks totally out of gas out there right now, and when nothing's going your way, sometimes it makes it look even worse when that ball just won't go in. So you got Nick High in there with four fouls. He's got the basketball. Ryan Dahlgren along with Nolan High, Tanner Nelson, and Michael Edgren. And Edgren has the ball on the right elbow. Into the right-hand corner, picks it up. Looking inside, nowhere to go. Thorell knocks it away. Thorell gets the steal. Gets it to Gray. That's six turnovers in the quarter for Bertrand. Up the floor, McNall kicks it to the trailer. Anderson, pull-up jumper from 10. That one won't go. Tanner Nelson got the rebound, and we've got an over-the-back foul called on Loomis. Well, this game won't come down to free throws, as Kelly Thorell is called for his second, and that'll be a bit of thankful hoping there for Coach Steve Johnson is that this game won't have to come down to free throws in the fourth quarter unless something darn near miraculous happens here for Bertrand. It's 45-18 Loomis. They've outscored them 12-2 in the third quarter. Again, Amherst taking care of Kennesaw, 34-22 after three quarters. Here's a three-pointer at the top of the circle for Nick High. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Edgren, and he lays it up and in. Michael with the only two buckets here in the third quarter for Bertrand. 45-20. And a timeout going to be called here to get some subs in for Coach Steve Johnson. 1:47 to go in the third quarter of play. It's all Loomis, 45-20 over Bertrand here on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Rick Petrie, Dwayne Schmidt, and the crew here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Loomis all over Bertrand, 45-20 here in the D2-8 sub-district final. Loomis will get the Giltner Heartland Lutheran winner. And that'll be played on Tuesday night. We will have that for you on one of our stations. So be listening for that. Houston tries to step inside. Ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. They're going to call a Loomis turnover. Just the second of the ball game, or of the quarter, excuse me, eighth of the ball game on Loomis. Bertrand has 14, six of them here in the quarter. A minute 22 to go. The pressure's on. High gets between it. Ball tipped away from behind. Rademacher knocks it out of there. It is 57-24. Ravenna defeating Shelton after three quarters. 57-24. Ravenna with the lead. Baseline jumper, Nolan High, sets on the rim, no good. That was Nick High. Rebound brought down by Matt Houston. Just a couple for him. Outlet pass to Sundquist. Sundquist will slow it down, give it back to Houston, to Gray at the top of the circle, and swing it left wing. Rademacher gets it back over to the right wing. Quickly, Houston in the corner, a minute to go in the third quarter. 45-20, Loomis. Kelly Thorell into the corner to Rademacher. Rademacher looking in the way, but he's getting farther away. Guarded by Nolan High. Bounce pass into the lane. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Loomis. 40 seconds to go. The Nebraska women have lost tonight at Michigan State, 73-53. Michigan State women over Nebraska, who are really struggling here the last month. They could have finished second to seventh with their final two games, and now they get the best team in the conference, Ohio State, or at least the highest-rated team. Right now, Loomis working the ball with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Back up top to Sundquist. He'll give it off to Houston. Checks the clock. They want to play for the last seconds, although they are working the offense. Sundquist drives. Suntack shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Dahlgren. Dahlgren tries to go coast to coast. Stops in the paint. No good. Rebound. And Sundquist grabs it, and we're going to see a foul called on Bertrand with 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. It's going to be Tanner Nelson second. That's the fifth foul here of the quarter on Bertrand. 0.7 to go. See if Loomis can get a good shot. They make a short toss to Sundquist. Sundquist gets to midcourt. Beans in. Back of the iron. Probably even called a foul there, but the shot's no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Loomis 45-20 on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Along with our producer, engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney Catholic High School. We start the fourth quarter. It'll be Bertrand basketball, but it's Loomis 45-20. Younger shoots a three. That's probably his first shot since the first quarter, and he buries it. So Chance Younger had the first five Bertrand points. That's his first bucket since. and it is 45-23. 8 points now in the ball game for Younger. The only two buckets last quarter from Bertrand came from Michael Edgren. Nobody in double figures. The 8 points by Younger leads the team. They're 6 of 9 from the line. They're 0 of 6 from three. Here's a drive by McNall, a dish to Houston, and Matt will lay it up and in. His first bucket of the second half, and he's got 11 in the basketball game. Clay McNall leads the team with 13. Hunhoff forcing his way in, bumping, and a foul will be called. Right now, Loomis doesn't care. They've got this one wrapped up, it would appear, up 24. But Hunhoff will go to the line. He has two free throws, and that is it. 2 points in the game for the big fella. Great job tonight by Loomis holding him down. The free throw is up, and it is no good for Hunhoff. Again, Bertrand, 6 of 9 at the line coming into the fourth quarter, 8 of 16 for Loomis. They're 1 of 3 from three-point land, 13 turnovers Bertrand, 8 for Loomis. Second free throw is good. So Hunhoff gets his third point of the basketball game, 47-24. Loomis in command, leading it by 23. A couple of other scores that we'll pass along to you here in just a second as Houston gets it on the low block to Earsom, who pops it back out to Sundquist. Valentine, 63-53 over O'Neill at the end of three. In the paint, Anderson dishes it off to Earsom. Hunhoff blocks the shot. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Dahlgren, and we've got a foul called. Looks like it'll be on Loomis. And the foul. No, they're going to call it on Hunhoff. That'll be his third, sixth team foul, so Loomis will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it out top to Sundquist. Sundquist gets it on the right side. Lob back door from Houston. Back to Sundquist, and out they go to Anderson. 47-24 Loomis, 6.5 to go in the game. Bertrand will end their season 12-11 when this is done. Loomis will get to 17-5 and play either Giltner or Hartland Lutheran in the district final on Tuesday night. Class D is Tuesday, Class C is Monday, and a reach-in foul on Chance Younger. That'll be his fourth, and that'll put Loomis in the 1-1. At the line will be Shane Sundquist. He's 1 of 4. .619 here to go in a basketball game. And the front end of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound brought down by Calvin Hunhoff. 6 boards in the game for Hunhoff. Gives it off to Dahlgren. Dahlgren looks behind him and then dribbles the ball off his shoe and lost the basketball that way. 14th turnover for Bertrand. Back into the front court here. Loomis has it. McNall. On the low block, Earsom. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Earsom spins and scores. 8 points for Josh. 49-24. Second bucket here of the quarter for the Loomis Wolves. Just playing out the string, though. Bertrand gets it stolen away again. The steal is made. Earsom, he goes in. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And that might be it for Chance Younger. The 5'9 senior, if it's on him, has just played his last moment of basketball for Bertrand, and that is the case. 8 points tonight for Chance in his final game, 1 rebound, and he'll foul out with 5:39 to go in the contest. And it looks like Nick High will come back into the ball game here for the Vikings. Well, he stood up. Bertrand taking as much time as they can to sub a man into the ball game here. Again, in case you missed a couple scores from earlier, Valentine leads O'Neill 63-53 after three. It is Ravenna 57-24 over Shelton. Most likely we'll get Sutton in the district final. And Minden leading Kearney Catholic 39-33. That is on the breeze, 94.5 FM. And the free throw is up and in for Josh Earsom. And the second free throw now is up, and it is off the mark, no good. Hunhoff will get the rebound. Also, Amherst was taking care of Kennesaw after three quarters of play, and the score there was 34-22 as the ball is kicked. Here it is 50-24 Loomis. Austin Ackerman will come back into the ball game here for Bertrand. Hunhoff will check out. Maybe get him in one more time before this game is over. The ball knocked away. Another steal made by Loomis. Up ahead, the layup. McNall almost made a miracle shot. By the time he caught the pass, he was vertical with the board and threw it up. Ackerman will get the rebound. Dahlgren drives, kicks it into the corner. Nelson, 12-footer, in and out, no good. Ball comes off of Ackerman, picked up there by Kalen Anderson. And Anderson will bring it into the front court. 5 minutes to go in the game. 50-24. Loomis with the lead. It was 11-7 at one moment, and there's a back cut into Houston. He's fouled. Good pass to by McNall. But then it was 15-7 after one, 33-16 at halftime, and both at the end of the first and second quarter, Loomis made 2-3 straight baskets to extend their lead, and then they jumped out quickly in the third quarter. Bertrand scored 2 points in the first 6 minutes, and it just hasn't been a game since. The foul was called on Tanner Nelson, his third. And at the line will be Matt Houston to shoot two. The first one is no good. The second one is on the way, and it is good. So 1-2 for Houston. He's got a dozen points in the ball game. Makes it 51-24. Biggest lead of the game now for Loomis at 27 points. Ackerman at midcourt. Passes it over to the right side to Robert Edgren. He's going to take the three. It is no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Bertrand. Also, the Nebraska women got beat tonight by Michigan State, 73-53. Men's college basketball going on tonight. Duke leading Florida State 71-64 with under a minute to go. Right now, Loomis just playing catch around the perimeter. The clock can't run fast enough for them. Sundquist to the left elbow, throws it through to McNall on the right wing. Clay, ball above his head, gets into the paint. Earsom, turnaround, Chepper up a little too strong. Rebound comes off to Austin Ackerman, his second, to Dahlgren, and Dahlgren got tripped up, and a foul will be called on Loomis. That'll be just the fourth team foul on the Wolves, I believe, or fifth now. And it's called on Shane Sundquist, his third. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Loomis one game away from possibly their first trip to state since 2007. As the ball's stolen away, McNall has it, takes it down, throws one up. Dahlgren, great defense. The shot way off the mark. The rebound brought down by Robert Edgren. And up the floor, a 5-on-4. Dahlgren for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. The ball is punched out by Earsom. Gets it to Anderson, 2-on-2. Sundquist goes right around the defender and scores. 7 points for Shane Sundquist, 53-24. Up the floor comes High. He'll throw one up. Did he get tipped? It went over the backboard. Yeah. They're going to confer here and say that the ball was tipped out of bounds. Otherwise, that would have looked like one of my shots. 3:23 to go in the game. Bertrand tries to get it inside, and it's taken away again, and another foul. And it's just been one of those nights for Bertrand. And Coach Craig Newcomb is saying a few words to the official about maybe a call that they missed a little bit ago down the floor. There was an elbow. And that's going to be the fifth foul on Nick High. And he fouls out of the game, one rebound. No points tonight for Nick, 3:20 to go. He's a junior, though, so he'll be back. Michael Edgren, Chance Younger, Nolan High, Calvin Hoff, those are the four seniors on the Bertrand varsity. And the free throw is no good by Shane Sundquist. But if Loomis hopes to have a chance on Tuesday and maybe at the state tournament, they've got to hit some free throws. But the problem is you play this many games and both of them are missed. Rebound brought down by Ackerman. They haven't got it figured out through 22 games. It's not going to magically change by Tuesday. Good bounce pass underneath to Nelson, but he missed the short jumper. And on the rebound attempt, we've got an over-the-back foul. That was a nice bounce pass in there from Robert Edgren. And a lot of hand signals. Let's see where the foul is called. It's going to be on Bertrand. And it's going to be on Austin Ackerman trying to get that rebound. We'll walk to the other end and shoot two free throws. 10th team foul with 3:08 to go in the game. And it's Josh Earsom back to the line here for the Wolves. And we're going to see some more substitutions here. Pretty soon, I think everybody's going to get in. But again, remember, only 11 kids suit up to begin with for Loomis, and they play nine of them quite a bit. And Earsom hits the free throw. So he now has 10 points. And Sundquist is done for the night. He'll check out. Kyle Rademacher back in. Matt Gray waiting to check in for Earsom. But the free throw is no good. The rebound will be brought down by Ackerman. Earsom just about a 34% free throw shooter, so he's made a couple more than usual tonight. Crowd recognizing that. Here's Ackerman driving, and Earsom fouls him. And that'll get Josh out of the ball game because they're waiting to sub in for him anyway. And a couple of free throws here for the junior Austin Ackerman. Only 8 points here in the second half for Bertrand. They trail 54-24 as Ackerman gets ready to shoot two, and the first one is on the way, and it is no good. Tomorrow night, Centura Blue Hill from Hastings High, the C2-2 District Girls Final here on Classic Hits. D2 Final between Giltner and Litchfield's girls will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We've got Tri-City Storm Hockey tomorrow night on ESPN Radio. Second free throw now by Ackerman on the way, and it's good. So Austin gets in the scorebook with his first point, 54-25 Loomis. Long pass down to Rademacher with 2:50 to go in the game to Gray. Houston still in there along with McNall and Anderson. McNall in the left-hand corner posting up Gray. Gives it back to McNall, but there's all kinds of blue jerseys in the paint. Ball's loose. Diving on it, somebody I think going to eventually be called for a walk or just going out of bounds. They'll keep it with Loomis. Bertrand checking in, Jake Samuelson, a 5'9 freshman. So he and Ackerman and Nolan High are out there along with Michael Fitzgerald and Michael Edgren. Now in for Loomis, Kelly Thorell again. And that'll be it for Kaylin Anderson tonight. So Loomis pretty hot since that buzzer-beating loss to Alma. Only one loss since then. That was to Pleasanton in double overtime. So they have won. This will be 8 of their last 9 heading into the district final. And it is Loomis. There is still some mystique about that Loomis name. And they've got the ball up top, so we'll see what happens on Tuesday night. 2:20 to go, 54-25. Loomis has handled Bertrand all night long. Into the right-hand corner, Rademacher. Up top to Gray. Gray puts the ball on the floor, two dribbles, kicks it off into the corner to Houston, and Ackerman is going to commit the foul. His third, and Matt Houston will go to the line to shoot two. He's got a dozen points. Checking into the ball game between the free throws will be Brian Touty and Andy Donnell coming in for Bertrand. They're waiting to check in with 2:10 to go. No other finals in just yet as the free throw is up, and it is good. Makes it 55-25. And we see McNall check out now. And Evan Dow come in for Loomis. And the last free throw now on the way. And it is in. So Houston hits them both, and here comes Josh Taylor into the ball game for the Loomis Wolves, and Houston is done for the night. Matt finishes with 5 in the fourth quarter and 14 in the game. That's going to lead the team. McNall with 13. And we've got a timeout on the floor here by Bertrand. 2:10 to go in the ball game. It is 56-25 Loomis. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Tran works the ball around, finally gets it knocked away. The steal is made, going to the other end. The short jumper by Evan Dow won't go. And the rebound by Brian Touty here of Bertrand. 90 seconds to go in the game. 56-25 Loomis, and driving in will be Jake Samuelson, and he'll get fouled and go to the line to shoot a 1-1. With 1:25 to go, the foul will be on the Wolves. Evan Dow, an amazing game going on ESPN Radio. 2 minutes to go in the contest, and Kennesaw, who was down 34-22, is now ahead 45-43 with 2 minutes to go. They scored more points in the fourth quarter than they did in the first three, and they're up by two on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And Ravenna has advanced on with a 70-45 win over Shelton tonight. Free throws no good, and the ball is batted out of bounds here by Vertran, so it comes back over to Loomis. Everybody's seeing some playing time here tonight, but it just was over midway through the second quarter. Loomis took the lead out into double digits, 17 by half, and it's never been closer. In fact, it was over 20 right off the start in the second half, and it's never been closer than that. Right now, 56-25, Loomis working it around. Thorell has it. Over to Dow. Dow looking to drive, gets it into the paint to Thorell, kicks it out to Gray. Over in the corner, driving. The shot is no good by Morgan Patterson, and the rebound is brought down by Michael Fitzgerald with 48 seconds to go. Here goes Bertrand, trying to get a shot away. Towdy up on the right wing, kicks it into the corner. Long-range jumper is in and out, no good there by Fitzgerald. And the rebound is tipped into the hands of Evan Dow. 30 seconds to go. The Visco Sports postgame show is coming up, so keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. As Dow has it out between the circles, let's see if they get one more shot. Over to Gray. Loomis fans starting the old rhythmic clapping. Skip pass over to Josh Taylor. Taylor drives, can't get a shot. Back out to Thorell with 12 seconds. Now to Taylor. He wants that shot but can't get it to Gray. Over to Dow. Dow back to Gray. Looks like they're going to hold it now. And the time will expire. The final score, the Loomis Wolves, 56. And the Bertrand Vikings held to a season low tonight, 25 points, after they had been playing much better basketball here over the last handful of games. But tonight, they had no answer for the Loomis Wolves. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, even though the retail store is closed in Kearney, that doesn't mean they are a finished business. Far from it. Bigger and better than ever. Serving the area for the past 40 years and continuing to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations for the next 40 years and beyond. If you need to place an order, 728-5261 is the number to call in their main office. 56-25, other finals to pass along to you. It was Ravenna winning 70-45, and that's the only other final we have at the moment. Kennesaw was leading Amherst after, again, the story there, that's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Amherst was up after 34-22. 45-43, 2 minutes to go. Kennesaw had the lead, and that's almost at its conclusion on ESPN Radio. The Kearney Catholic Minden game. Minden had a close lead all the way through. They were up 39-33 after three. That's on the breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll take a look at the final numbers of our game right after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers, starting with the Bertrand Vikings. Brian Talley had a rebound. Nick High, one rebound. Ryan Dahlgren, 5 points, two rebounds. Michael Edgren, 4 points, three rebounds. Tanner Nelson, three rebounds. Michael Fitzgerald grabbed a rebound. Chance Younger led the Vikings with 8 points, one rebound. Robert Edgren, 2 points, two rebounds. Nolan High, 2 points. Austin Ackerman, 1.4 rebounds. And the hero on Tuesday night, Calvin Hunhoff, held to just 3 points, all from the free throw line, and a game high, 7 rebounds. He also had 2 block shots. 8 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Bertrand, 7 in the first half, and a dozen in the second half. 16 points in the first half, just 9 total for the Vikings in the second half of play. And Bertrand finishes with a season-low 25 points. In fact, they had been a very decent offensive ball club all season long, a few games in the 40s, but their lowest output before this was 42 against Southern Valley in the conference tournament. This was a ball club that scored points, and Loomis just absolutely shut them down. Here today, 25 points, 25 rebounds, 8 out of 14 at the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 19 turnovers. Bertrand will end their season at 12-11. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Loomis and catch up with Coach Steve Johnson right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the ball game for the Loomis Wolves. Very balanced tonight. Everybody got in the act. They had 8 players score, 3 of them in double figures, including Clay McNall with 13 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. Kyle Rademacher, 2 points and 1 rebound. Kalen Anderson, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Evan Dow had a rebound. Shane Sundquist, 7 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. Josh Earsom, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 3 blocks. Matt Gray, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Kelly Thorell, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Matt Houston led the way tonight with 14 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Loomis had 12 rebounds in the first half of play. They pulled down just 8 in the second half, but they made a lot of shots. Bertrand just didn't shoot that many, a lot of turnovers in the game. Free throw shooting, 7 of 15 in the first half of play. And in the second half, 6 of 13. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second. turnovers, six in the first half. I had Loomis for only two turnovers in the second half of play. 33 points at halftime, 23 in the second half, more than enough. 56 points, 20 rebounds, 13 out of 27 at the free throw line, which was close to their average for the season. 1 for 3 from three-point land. They had 7 block shots, 8 turnovers, and Loomis improves to 17-5 by winning the D28 sub-district 56-25 over Bertrand, and they will take on the Giltner-Heartland Lutheran winner coming up on Tuesday night at a site to be determined. But Steve Johnson, the head coach of the Wolves, is with us here. And, Coach, could you have expected anything like this, holding Bertrand to 25 points, which is nearly 18, I think it's 18 or 17 points lower than their previous lowest output?
You know, I was amazed at what we did defensively. Watching them play the other night against Pleasanton, you know, they hit some big shots, they rebounded well, and, you know, I just think tonight we started in that press and it just took them out of any rhythm, you know, that they could have had.
You, Chance Younger got off to a good start, then quit shooting the ball, but it looked like you guys really wanted to make sure Hunhoff didn't get going, and he didn't get going.
You know, we packed that zone in around him. You know, he's a big, thick kid, but, you know, I got some pretty good athletes I can put around there a little quicker that, you know, kind of denied some passes to him. And, yeah, you know, that was a big thing. I think their offense starts with him, you know, whether it's getting into him and him making a move or hitting cutters, and I thought we did a good job of not letting him get that many touches.
Obviously, you were the quicker team out there tonight, and it just seemed to wear on Bertrand as the game. I mean, I think we've all been there, even if you've got really good basketball teams. There's just some night that it just, no matter what you do, doesn't go your way. When did you kind of sense that it was going to go your way tonight?
You know, I thought middle, you know, first half, I thought we were doing what we had to do. They were really struggling to get the ball down the court on us. You know, I don't know how many times they got into an offensive set the first half. You know, it didn't seem like very many. And they were looking around. They looked flustered. Who's going to bring the ball up, you know? And I just think, you know, that press just wore on them. And, you know, I felt pretty comfortable at halftime just knowing that, you know, they were worn down a little bit.
Steve Johnson, the head coach of Loomis, joining us here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Early on, we had quite a few charges called, a couple on your guys'. How did that change the way this game was played? Because it didn't seem like it got any less physical out there, but did it get in the kids' heads at all a little bit, or was that even addressed?
You know, we talked about it. We talked, you know, maybe looking to jump stop because they're looking for that call. You know, it's frustrating for them, but on the other hand, I like the aggressiveness we came out with. You know, and we really didn't back down a lot. We kept still attacking. You know, we preach aggressiveness all the time, offense and defense, and, you know, it's pretty hard to change and say, okay, we got to back off a little bit. Just let them go and have them adjust.
It seemed to me that you played so much better against a man-to-man defense tonight than that zone that Axtell threw at you on Tuesday. Has that been the case? Is that something that has given you troubles this year? Because let's face it, you guys have played really good basketball. I mean, even the Alma game, that comes down to the last shot. But what is it, 8 of 9 or 9 of the last 10? And the one loss is a double overtime one to Pleasanton, your rival. So, I mean, give me the difference between the zones and the man-to-man you've been seeing.
You know, that's funny you brought that up because I was just talking to my assistant coach yesterday at practice, and we're just so much more comfortable running offense against a man. I don't know what it is. They see a zone, and they just kind of seem to freeze up. They hold the ball a little more. We don't get as much movement. You know, and I was really surprised. I thought Bertrand, I know they've had a lot of success with their man, that maybe they're going to come out and try to pack it in. But, you know, they didn't. I guess they stuck with what, you know, has got them here. And but, you know, I don't know what to say against the zone. Right now it's a lot of mental stuff that they've got to overcome.
Well, no matter who you play, it's going to be a good team, a preseason top 10 team like you were, like Pleasanton was. It's Heartland Lutheran and Giltner. I'll take the small thing here. Giltner's had their number quite a bit. They're undefeated. They're the defending state champions. They've got a big guy in the middle people have heard of in Drew Ott. I don't know that you'll be able to have the same success as you did tonight, but you have made that, and I think, and you can fill me in a little bit here, you still got a chance at a wild card if you happen to get beaten the next game. And heck, if you're playing the defending state champion who's unbeaten, I mean, you're going to go in as an underdog. So talk about going into that district final.
You know, we talked about this tonight after the game. We're just excited for that opportunity. I mean, you get to play the number one team in state. what more can you ask for? You know, I know there's times where we kind of play to our competition, and, you know, so if that's the case, I'm hoping we're going to have a big game.
Well, we'll see you on one of the stations somewhere on Tuesday night. We'll let you get back home and probably be a pretty big traffic jam heading back down the interstate towards Loomis and Bertrand.
All right.
Steve, thanks. Congratulations.
Thanks, Douglas.
Steve Johnson winning another one here tonight by a score of 56-25. And we'll wrap it up, give you a couple of other finals right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we're back here at Kearney Catholic. A couple of other finals that we have for you. Brady has defeated Anselmo Myrna 71-57. Minden has pulled away to win over Kearney Catholic tonight 55-41. They pulled away in the fourth quarter. It was Ravenna taking care of Shelton 70-45 is the final score in that basketball game. And we'll try and get you a final here on the Amherst-Kennesaw game, which is airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. A reminder that coming up this week on Classic Hits, tomorrow night it is girls C2 district championship action from Hastings High as Centura takes on Blue Hill at 7. Then on Saturday night, A1 boys action, Kearney taking on Omaha Westside also at 7 o'clock. We will have a Class C district final for you on Monday night, either the Ravenna or the Minden game. I know we'll have both of those on our network of stations. And then I would anticipate that in Class D, we'll be able to bring you the Loomis game on one of our stations and the Amherst-Kennesaw game on another one. They are in overtime, tied at 50 between Amherst and Kennesaw. So that's what's going on right there. I guess that's it from here. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, saying the final score tonight, Loomis 56, Bertrand 25. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show.